Wow, it's a big summertime. Now it's beginning of August 2011. DJ Bennett here from the Kill Radio News Team. Are you among the athletic type who like to climb rocks and like to climb mountains? Well, I want to warn you to just be careful if you go to Yosemite. A 26-year-old woman climbing Half Dome in Yosemite fell to her death on Sunday. She was from San Ramon. And it was the 14th fatality in Yosemite since January. Now, normally, there are about 12 to 15 deaths a year, so 14 is not that unusual. But usually by the end of July, there's only 5 or 6, and now we have 14. Last month, 3 members of a church group plunged to their deaths after they climbed over a protective railing. And the last hiker who died on Half Dome was back in 2009. Let's just be careful, folks. You know, I like to give warning about paying attention and using your critical judgment. Well, you know, look at a picture of Half Dome. The top of the mountain is usually covered in clouds. That's why it's called Half Dome. It's up there, baby. And if you're climbing up there and you're not using your critical judgment and you're not paying attention, whoop, there you go. This is the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. It was posted on the 2nd of August, 2011, by Justin Stone for the Harpers.org website. I get it as an email. You can, too, if you want. But this does concern the news of the preceding week. Democratic and Republican leaders concluded a week of fierce debate. In other words, partisan politics stalemate. By agreeing on a framework deal to resolve the U.S. debt ceiling crisis. Were the House and Senate to approve the deal, the ceiling would be raised for the 79th time in 50 years, increasing in the near term by $900 billion, alongside an immediate $917 billion cut in federal discretionary spending. Hopefully that includes the salaries of the Congress and the Senate, and the judges and the president. A bipartisan committee would be convened to seek ways of reducing the deficit by at least an additional $1.5 trillion over the next decade. The provisional agreement was reached only 2 days after the House passed and the Senate rejected John Boehner's bill to cut spending by $917 billion. California Senator Dianne Feinstein said that sausage making is not pretty, but the sausage we have, I think, is a very different sausage from when we started. Well, yeah, it's because everything the president wanted to do was taken away from him because of these partisan politics. The country went through a long period of having an extremely right-wing president, and things went so far to the right, veered so far to the right, that an extremely moderate guy like Barack Obama is considered the most liberal man in the world, and he's a socialist. Now, Barry Obama wouldn't recognize socialism. He's not a socialist. He's a corporate Democrat. But you wouldn't get that from talking to the rabidly insane right wing. And now pretty much everybody who's on the Republicans are insane right-wingers. Jon Stewart did a nice thing about this last night. He was talking about how the Tea Party should be really happy about this new deal because they got what they wanted. No revenue. No revenue at all. Basically, those Bush tax cuts for the extremely wealthy, which were supposed to end in 2009, are being continued again. And even though that means hundreds of billions of dollars lost every year, it continues. It doesn't do anything for any of us. It only lets the top 1 or 2% of people in this country, wealth-wise, get more money. So those idiot teabaggers must have just loved this, right? So here's Jon Stewart last night on his show.
Go ahead, Tea Party Congress people, put on your tricorner hats, play your fifes, and dance the minuet. Tea Party like it's 1799.
I can't vote for this.
We haven't gotten what we need.
This is totally inadequate.
Not something that I can support.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, she's voting against it.
I'll take that as a yes vote from you or a leaning yes for you.
No, no.
I'm going to vote against it.
What the f***? Tea partiers? What the FIFO f***? You control less than half of one chamber of Congress, and yet have somehow convinced everybody they've got to slash trillions in spending because of the deficit crisis. Many Republicans supported extending the largest contributing policy piece to our deficit, the Bush tax cuts. Take the win. What are you still angry about? Yes, government still exists. We still have traffic lights. We're sorry. Not everybody defines freedom as the ability to not pay taxes. Government isn't perfect, but some people wish it was better, not gone.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Barack Obama's approval rating fell to 40%, the lowest mark of his presidency. Republicans are even lower. Anyway, Apple Computer Inc. had more cash on hand than the U.S. Treasury. How about that? How about that? Congressman David Wu, a Democrat from Oregon, said he would step down because of allegations that he had a sexual encounter with the teenage daughter of a close friend. Edwin Edwards, the octogenarian former governor of Louisiana, married his 32-year-old prison pen pal, and the White House rickrolled a man via Twitter. The commander of Turkey's armed forces, as well as the chiefs of its Army, Navy, and Air Force, resigned in protest following the arrest of about 250 officers on charges of conspiring against the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is developing a new constitution to improve Turkish democracy. Thousands of Salafists assembled in Cairo's Tahrir Square to call for the implementation of Sharia law. And Syrian security forces killed 136 demonstrators in a single day. Oh, things are getting better over there. France's trade minister warned the German ambassador to Paris that plans to ban foie gras from a Cologne food fair would have global repercussions. Belarus proposed prohibiting people from standing in groups. And Malta finally legalized divorce. Researchers reported that the use of pink in awareness campaigns discourages women from donating to breast cancer research. The city of Dallas won the right to shut down The Playground, a local swingers club featuring topless dancers and bedroom services, which had been operating as an officially designated religious institution. Just because they don't agree with what we believe in, they want to throw it under the bus, said the club's owner and internet-ordained minister. But can you throw the Catholic religion under the bus because of a few incidents with a few priests? A costumed Chuck E. Cheese mascot in New Mexico was accused of flipping off a 4-year-old boy in a birthday photograph. All Corbin really wanted was a hug from Chuck E. Cheese, said the boy's grandmother. You know how little kids are with their idols. Almost said idiots. A latex mask of Casey Anthony sold for almost $1 million on eBay. After 23 years of analysis, psychologists established that the champ, 1979, which stars John Voight as an over-the-hill boxer who dies in front of his young son after a prize fight, is the saddest film ever made. Kramer versus Kramer came in second, though that immediately makes me think of the Seinfeld show, not Dustin Hoffman. McDonald's announced that it would add apple slices to Happy Meals. Scientists determined that saturated fat deters negative emotions, that rats can be vaccinated against heroin addiction, and that dolphins can detect electric fields with the whisker pits on their snouts. hours after seeing a cougar in his backyard, a Wisconsin sheriff shot a 20-year-old relative who was pretending to be the cougar as a prank. And a California woman accidentally shot her 12-year-old daughter with a miniature revolver she thought was a novelty cigarette lighter. An elderly California man attempted to remove a hernia from his stomach with a butter knife. An ex-convict sought to hijack a New York City subway train with a screwdriver. Investigators revealed that at least 122 weapons recovered from crime scenes in Mexico were originally brought to the country as part of Operation Fast and Furious, a U.S. drug trafficking sting. A San Francisco judge struck down a ballot measure to ban circumcision except when medically necessary. And an Australian woman whose face was injured while she was having sex in her hotel room during a business trip filed suit to demand workers' compensation. This case is as much about slipping in the shower or being beaten by a gang of thugs or being shot by a jealous rival, said the woman's lawyer. Having sex is just one of those things. It's still the middle of summer. If it wasn't for the debt ceiling and all that ridiculous infighting, this would just be another low news week. I like to go out by talking briefly about podcasts. And I guess I'm going to talk primarily about skeptical podcasts because there are so many different kinds of podcasts out there. The world of woo-woo, paranormality and UFOs and all that, has always been very popular. And it wasn't until the 70s that organizations began to spring up to kind of counter all of the pro-paranormal world news that we get in the media. With the rise of the internet, there have been more and more and stronger skeptical groups to stand up and to present rational thinking as a natural consequence of living in the world that we live in. Every summer now in Las Vegas, James Randi hosts the Amazing Meeting, which is the largest gathering of skeptical people in the world. They broke 1,000 people a couple years ago, and it's just getting larger all the time. Now it's like 4 days. It used to be two. It's a big event. And there are lots of places to go on the internet where you can be updated on what's happening in science and in critical thinking. So I want to just briefly go over a few of the podcasts that are available. And there are so many that I could keep listing and keep listing. I came up with a rather large group. There's about, I don't know, 10 or 11 of them here. But I could easily come up with another dozen. And I haven't even crossed into music and other things. I'm sticking strictly into dealing with science and thinking. By the way, what I suggest you do is just, if these names interest you, go to your search engine and type them in and look them up. I'm not going to give you any URLs or anything. They're all podcasts. The original is Skepticality, which began about 2005, and it is the official podcast of Skeptic Magazine and the Skeptic Society out here in Pasadena. I find it to be probably the most expansive and thoughtful one. Anyway, you'll find the hosts, Derek and Swoopy, and they have people on who talk very rationally about things, and it's actually fun, and there's plenty of information, so look up Skepticality. Coming in at around the same time is a group called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. This is a cross-section of several people who discuss science, and it's really just chock full of great information every week. A third one that I really like is Massimo Pignucci's Rationally Speaking podcast, which comes from the New York City Skeptics. Again, great interviews, great ideas, great thinking. From Ottawa, there's a group of Ottawa skeptics who present a podcast called Reality Check every week, which is really interesting. And the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, primarily on the East Coast, have a show called Point of Inquiry with three different hosts, including Chris Mooney, which is usually utterly fascinating. And if you deal directly with religion, if you want to take on skepticality with religion, there's a great podcast called Reasonable Doubts from Michigan that presents ideas about religion. Just great stuff. So those are the main ones. Skepticality, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, Rationally Speaking, Reality Check, Point of Inquiry, and Reasonable Doubts. For me, a more second tier but still interesting stuff is this guy, Dunning, George Dunning, I think his name is, does a solo show called Skeptoid once a week. Skeptoid. Then from Canada, there is another, Desiree Schell does a show called Skeptically Speaking, which is live radio and also available as a podcast. From Australia, there's the Skeptic Zone, which is really, really chock full of information, though it tends to have a kind of bar feel. It's like skeptics in the pub. Kirsten Sanford has a fantastic radio program called This Week in Science, which is probably the best overall place to go to know what's going on in the world of science, astronomy, medicine, etc. This Week in Science. And there's a really interesting musician named George Harab, H-R-A-B, Harab, who has a show called the Geologic Podcast, which presents music and skepticism every week. Again, I could name tons more, but, you know, second tier, Skeptoid, Skeptically Speaking, Skeptic Zone, This Week in Science, and the Geologic Podcast. All right, if you listen to any of these programs, you will find them to be fun and very informative. And, you know, that's one of the things that Kill Radio likes to do, which is to help you. We want to make this a better world, believe it or not. We want to kill ugly radio, and we want to make this a better world. So this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team. You've been listening to the weekly news and review here on killradio.org.